What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Northview Church Podcast. We're so glad that you're taking time to listen to today's message. Northview is a place for you to grow closer to others and to grow closer to God. We would love to meet you in person and have you visit us at any one of our campuses. You can find a campus near you or get more information about Northview by visiting us online at northviewchurch.us. Now, let's join our senior pastor, Steve Poe, for this week's message.
Welcome, Northview. I hope you guys have had a great week. Hey, we just finished our back to school initiative. Our goal this year was $75,000, but you guys generously gave $76,983 to help students and teachers. Man, that is a yay God. Thank you to all of you who stepped up to help with that initiative. You know, guys, God's been doing some amazing things in the last few months. For instance, we've had over 750 people text in and say that you prayed with me to invite Christ into your life. If that's you, I'd love to hear your story. In fact, I'd love to hear any God stories right now. So I would just appreciate if you'd let me know how God's been working in your life. All you need to do is text NEXT to 85379 and then just select stories. You see, I'd love to share some of these stories. It's such an encouragement to others who might be struggling in their life right now. And by the way, don't forget that every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at every one of our campuses, we have an outdoor time of worship. I went to one this week. It was just incredible. It was so good to gather with all the people, and the worship was amazing as well. Well, right now we're in a 5-week series that we call I Love My Church. And today I'm going to share our annual vision message with you. And then on week 5 of this series, we're going to celebrate our church's 40-year anniversary. Can you believe that? Our church is 40 years old, which will also be the day you guys get your free t-shirt. So just make sure you're a part of that. Okay, let me pray and we're going to jump right into this today. Father, I thank you and I praise you for your faithfulness. You're an amazing God. Thank you, God, for the way that you've continued to bless our church over the years. And thank you for the way that you're blessing churches all throughout Central Indiana. And I want to pray right now for Genesis Church. I pray for that amazing congregation that your blessings would continue to be upon them. I'm thankful for their pastor, Paul Mumau, and for his friendship, and pray that we could just continue to link arms together to make a difference throughout Central Indiana. Thanks, God. We love you and praise you. And as we get into your word today, open up our eyes and ears. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, guys, it was February in 1953, and the sun was setting on the Florida coast. A fleet of Oldsmobiles, Buicks, and Fords roared and slid around the Daytona Beach road course. A former moonshine runner and NASCAR legend, Fonte Flock, had a 1-minute lead over the second-place driver, Dick Rathman. It was the final lap, and there seemed to be no way that Flock could lose this race. But then it happened. Flock's 8-cylinder engine began sputtering halfway around the final lap, and then his motor completely stalled. The crowd looked on in complete shock as Flock's Oldsmobile coasted to a standstill and his 1-minute lead quickly disintegrated. Fonte Flock was out of gas. Listen, guys, some might think that's what's happening with the church today. I mean, for the last several decades, the evangelical church in America has seemed invincible. The size of the congregations have continued to grow, with a dozen or more churches running more than 30,000 in weekly attendance. In the last several decades, the church world has been represented by people like Billy Graham, Mother Teresa, Rick Warren, Andy Stanley, and many others. We've seen packed stadiums with ministries like Promise Keepers and Women of Faith and Catalyst. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 9 to run the race to win. By all outward appearances, the church in America was doing just that. But then out of nowhere comes COVID, and churches all across America closed their doors and went online. It felt like the engine of the church was sputtering and might just stall out completely. It looked like we might actually lose the race altogether. And yes, it has been a difficult season. In fact, guys, as a pastor, I've never experienced anything quite like it before. Actually, none of us ever have. And as I thought about sharing my annual vision message with you this year, I thought, you know what? This year is going to be tough. Because honestly, I think our world is going to look a little bit different after COVID is over. I think it could take a couple years before everyone is comfortable regathering in large groups again. And yet, guys, please don't get me wrong. The church in America is not sputtering or out of gas. In fact, as difficult as the last 5 months have been, we still had, as I said earlier, we still had over 750 people text and say they prayed with me to invite Christ into their life. That's over 750 in 5 months. It's pretty incredible. And to date, you guys have given over $197,000 to four Northview Dollar Club collections. When have we ever seen that much come in a dollar club? You've given enough food to help feed almost 15,000 people a week. No, my friends, the church is not running out of gas. In fact, I think this has been the church's finest hour. Instead of giving up, guys, you have risen to the challenge. Listen, none of this caught God by surprise. He's not sitting back fretting and saying, oh my goodness, I didn't see any of this coming. I don't know what to do. Absolutely not. This is God's church. And Jesus said in Matthew 16, I will build my church and the powers of hell will not conquer it. The coronavirus will not conquer the church. And the coronavirus will not conquer you either. I believe what we will see God do in the next few years will be absolutely amazing. So let's keep dreaming big dreams for God. You know, in Proverbs 29, it says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. This is important. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. That's why I talk so much about vision of the church. Because if the people can't see what God is doing, they're unrestrained. You can't keep them together. You can't hold a group together. They'll scatter. They'll do their own thing. But those who dream big and focus their trust on God will succeed in the plans that He has for them. Paul talks about, I love this passage in Ephesians chapter 3. Paul says, now all glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish, listen, to accomplish infinitely more, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I love that passage. God wants to accomplish infinitely more than you might ever ask or think, more than you might ever dream about, or even more than you could ever need. Now, guys, I'm not talking about money or material things. I'm talking about the visions and plans that God has for your marriage, your friendships, and your leadership, and for your church. Listen, God has a plan for your life, and whatever that plan might be, that one idea, that one risk, that one step of faith, that one dream, that's what sets you apart to accomplish great things for Him. Friends, you cannot outdream God. Most people spend their lives running away from the things they're afraid of, or they find themselves chasing after wrong things. But Jesus has made our mission clear. Listen to it. We call this the Great Commission, and it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's our mandate. That's our obligation, our responsibility. Listen, that's why, guys, I'm going to just put it simply. That's why we do everything we do, to help people discover a relationship with a living God that absolutely loves them. And the churches that will continue to reach our world are the ones that are not afraid to shift their strategies. They're not afraid to find new ways to reach a lost and hurting world because they want to make a difference with their life. Friends, we're not looking for spectators. We're looking for those that will say, I want to do something significant with my life. So yes, you can count me in. Even though we might adjust our methods, the message of the gospel will never change. And our mission will never change. You know, our mission statement here at Northview is connecting people with God and connecting people with people. That's what we believe God's called us to do. You know, an attorney one time asked Jesus what the most important commandment was. Look at it in Mark chapter 12. He said, what's the most important commandment? And He responded and said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. He said, the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Love God. In other words, what he's telling us there is love God with everything within your being and love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Guys, in a nutshell, that's our mission statement. That's who we are. That's what we're all about. Now, we also have three core values that will never change. Let me give you those. The first core value is spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. Our heart's desire is for you to grow in your walk with the Lord, to grow spiritually. And guys, we are committed to do everything we possibly can to help move believers towards spiritual maturity. That's the first. Number two is relationships. Relationships. We believe that God created us to do life together. Therefore, we're intentional about creating environments where it's easier for people to foster loving and authentic relationships with one another. And then number three is reaching out. Reaching out. We want to reach out and invite people that we rub shoulders with day in and day out to help them discover a relationship with Jesus Christ. So guys, we want to provide opportunities and events for you to invite your friends, your family, and your coworkers. You know, I've said it before, we'll do anything short of sin to reach people that are far from God. Of course, there's other things, listen to me, please, there's other things that we value, but these are our core values. So the gospel message and our core values will always be a constant. Friends, there's a lot of great ministries out there that the church could offer. But we can't be all things to all people. If everything becomes important, then nothing's important. So as a church, you have to decide what specific things that you believe God is calling you to focus on. And so for 21 years, we've had what we call our Focus Five. These are five areas that we invest the bulk of our time, our monies, and our staff. So while our core values highlight what we value, or in other words, what's important to us, our Focus Five explains how we're going to carry it out. So let's look at those. Number one is our weekend services. Number one is our weekend services. These are not in any specific order. They're just five areas we focus on. I think it's important for you and especially for your kids to be a part of a weekend service every week if possible. Now, of course, right now during this COVID season, that means that it's going to be online. But this is not going to last forever, and then we're all going to be back together soon. So we just need to stay connected. In fact, Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews tells us, let us consider how we may spur one another on. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together. That's what I want you to see. Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. Weekend service helps to keep us focused on Christ and it helps to keep us grounded spiritually. So that's number one, weekend services. Number two is groups. Number two is groups. Guys, we have 479 life groups, which consist of anywhere from 8 to 12 people that are meeting in a home or online. They'll do a study together and they'll have a time of fellowship. We also offer life recovery groups, which lean into specific life issues, such as it could be about divorce or grief or addiction or sexual integrity. And then we also offer growth or foundation groups as well as Bible studies. So that's groups. Number three is teams. Number three is teams. This is the idea of using the gifts and the talents that God has given you to serve with other people on a team. It's like working together to serve our community or to serve in a church. Guys, hear me on this, please. You're not going to grow in your faith if you're not using the gifts and talents that God has given you. At Northview, we also offer what we call ministry associates. This is a new program that we have. It's incredible. This is a person, a ministry associate is a person that's willing to volunteer at least one day a week or more serving in some specific area of our church. Now, it's a great way, if you're interested, it's a great way to engage at a much higher level and to work right alongside of our staff. In fact, right now, I think we have around 75 people that are serving as ministry associates. Number four The fourth area is kids and students. Kids and students. Listen, guys, kids and students are a priority for us. We invest heavily in making sure that we offer one of the best programs for children and teens in the country. Why? Because statistics say that 84% of those that come to Christ are going to do so before they're 14 years of age. So to help parents, we've developed what we call the Family Framework, which is a strategic path of age-appropriate milestones, allowing each Northview family to see the next step they need to take when it comes to spiritually parenting and the journey that they're on as parents, okay? And then number five is missions. Number five is missions. In fact, let me share with you this passage first. In Mark chapter 16, it says, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So that's our mandate. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Missions is our effort to reach people both at home and around the world who are far from God. And we're involved in ministries that are providing things like clean water or education or freedom from slavery. You know, the primary way, guys, that we do that is through your generosity. But we also send our people on what we call short-term mission trips. We work with groups like IJM, or International Justice Mission, to help free the 30,000 little boys and girls that are caught in slavery in the fishing industry in Ghana. Or we also are involved with Bright Hope in Uganda, where we go in and help local churches to reach their own communities who are living in extreme poverty. We're helping them provide clean water, medical care, and disaster relief. We're helping them with education and job training. And of course, guys, we always present the gospel. And yet, while most of this is overseas, we also have groups that we're working with right here in the United States. And one example of that would be New York City Relief, which is going into the streets of New York to literally help the homeless population. Seriously, guys, I'm just giving you a small picture of all the things that we're involved with in missions, and all of that's possible because of your faithfulness. So these are the five primary things that we focus our attention on. We want to be found faithful when it comes to carrying out God's plan for Northview Church. So we try to be very strategic with our financial resources that come into our church. We want to make sure, guys, listen to me, we want to make sure that 100% of it is being used to change lives. So just know that if you're looking for kingdom impact with your giving, you can rest assured that we're making a difference here at home and around the world. Guys, we also believe that God wants us to be bold. He wants us to be bold when it comes to fulfilling the plans that he has for us. You know, almost 15 years ago now, we started a church on the Near East Side called Brookside Community Church. This church has grown from a church service to one that's now going deep into the neighborhoods. They're working with children and youth in a ministry called Brookside Play. They've also opened three reentry homes that we call Isaiah House, which are basically homes for ex-offenders that are trying to reenter society. Guys, did you know that 12,000 prisoners a year are released from Indiana prisons? 12,000 prisoners a year. They're given $50 and they're told to be good. Now, if they have a support system, it might be okay, but if they don't, $50 is not going to last a day or two. So while we can't help 12,000 offenders a year, we can help a few. So these homes that we have provide them an opportunity to grow spiritually, as well as to learn some spiritual job skills or to learn some job skills. I would love it, I'll be honest with you, I'd love it if one day we had a dozen or more of these homes. In fact, they've just recently purchased three more, which are right now being renovated to become future Isaiah houses. In Matthew chapter 25, it says, I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Reaching out to those in prison, I'm just telling you, friends, is the heart of our God. Which is also why we've opened four campuses in correctional facilities. We have two located in Miami County, one in building one and another in building two. And we also have campuses in Newcastle, and then we have a campus in the Indiana Women's Prison. And just like all of our other campuses, they've not been able to meet now for the last 5 months, but they do have tablets, and I know a lot of them have been watching the service on tablets. And we hope, honestly, we hope to be able to open a couple more prison campuses in the future. Now, as most of you know, for the past 13 years, our main strategy to reach our world for Christ has been opening up more campuses. We call them, or they're called actually multi-sites. And the idea is, for instance, Northview is one church in 13 different locations. We're one single church, but we're meeting in 13 different locations. For instance, as I just mentioned to you, we have four of them in prisons. Then we have one in Carmel, Greater Lafayette, Fishers, Westfield, Binford, Anderson, Kokomo, Flora, and Peru. Those campuses all have live worship as well as a full staff, and they're all seeing the same message on the screen each week. Instead of waiting for people, guys, listen, instead of waiting for people to come to us, we're taking the church to our neighborhoods. It's worked extremely well, and all of our campuses are doing such a great job. I'm so proud of each and every one of them. And yet, because of the changes that COVID will bring to the church, guys, we're going to need to shift our focus just a little bit. With social distancing, it could be a couple years before some people will even want to visit a church. So we will simply shift our priority for a while. Like, what I'm telling you is it's not a new strategy. We've been working on this now for a couple of years. We've called it Northview Anywhere. It has three elements: Northview Online, watch parties, and microsites. Again, Northview Online is not new. In fact, we've all been experiencing Northview Online for the last 5 months. And in the past, we've had an online pastor for that particular campus. But it was always something, I'll just be honest, it was always something that we offered on the side. It was not a priority for us. It was more of a kind of a front door thing so that people could watch it and hopefully want to visit one of our campuses. But with COVID, more and more people will do church online with no plans to ever attend a campus. And therefore, we'll treat our online campus as we do all of our other campuses. In other words, it's taken a priority for us. If we offer ministry at our other campuses, we're going to start offering it online. There will be a campus pastor. You will have the ability to chat with one of our staff persons or one of our pastors during a service. There will be online groups and teams. We'll even provide opportunities for you to serve. Honestly, guys, I believe one day it will become our largest campus. Online will become, I think, our largest campus. Of course, it will continue to offer a front door for those that just want to check out the church, and it will provide a venue for those who are at home sick or traveling or on vacation or maybe even on business. The second piece is what we're calling watch parties. Now, again, I hope we'll be regathering soon, but even when we do, some people will not be comfortable in big groups for a long time, but they would be open to meeting in a smaller group. So a watch party is basically a group of people gathering together, anywhere from 8 people to 25 people. It could be your neighbors or your coworkers or just good friends who you've invited to watch the service with you. You might hold it in your home or a neighborhood or even a clubhouse or even your backyard. And we know it's scriptural. This whole idea of watch parties is scriptural because in Acts, it says that they were meeting from house to house and the church was literally exploding with growth. Well, Steve, can't we just gather our life group together into a watch party? Yes, you can, but that's really not the intent of a watch party. The intent of a watch party is to invite your unchurched friends or unchurched neighbors. So guys, if you have a heart to reach people for Christ, I'm just telling you, this is a great way to do it. We already have about a dozen that are planning to start watch parties. And this is also, let me say, a great idea for anyone planning to move to a new city. A lot of times people will move to a new city and they'll say, well, Steve, I hate leaving Northview. Guys, we're going to miss it. We're saying, well, you know, you could start a watch party with your new neighbors and new community. So if a watch party interests you, guys, just go to our website or call the church. We want to help you get this thing started. Now, let's say your watch party grows to larger than 25 people. You can just multiply it into 2 watch parties. Or you could consider the third option. You could consider becoming a microsite. A microsite is a small campus of anywhere from 25 to 150 people. They would meet weekly on a regular basis, same time for worship. It can be held again. It could be held in a clubhouse or a school or even a movie theater. It's usually led by a trained team of volunteers with plans on growing someday into a multi-site. And yet, guys, it doesn't ever have to become a multi-site. You might say, no, we just want to remain a microsite, and that's okay. Right now, we have one microsite. It's in Putnam County. They're meeting in a North Putnam school. They are doing an incredible job, and they do have plans to grow into a multi-site. Also, you should know that a microsite can be located anywhere, literally anywhere. It could be located in another state or even in another country. So let us know if you have any interest to start a watch party or a microsite, and we're going to help you make it happen. Listen, we just want to help you reach our friends and neighbors. That's really what this is all about. Now, while this is a great way to reach even more people for Christ, can I just tell you guys, it'll never replace the benefits of gathering together in a church building. If you have kids, I think they need to meet in person. So if you have children, I would just encourage you, it's fine to do online for a while, but if you have children, it really would be helpful to meet in person where we have a children's ministry. And also I would say we're created for community. God wired us for community, and you can't really do that as well online as you can in person. There is power in touch. In other words, to be able to shake a person's hand, to be able to put my hand on someone's shoulder, to be able to take their hands and to pray for them, there's just power in touch, in a hug. It's all needed for emotional health, and you can't get that online. We also, I believe, need corporate worship. You know, there's worship online, and you can enjoy the music, but just the idea of being gathered together with a group of people that are all worshiping in the Lord, there's a power there that just can't be replaced. So those are just some of the things that we cannot do online, or at least not do them well online. But this is definitely, guys, an opportunity to reach even more unchurched friends for Christ, and I hope you're going to take advantage of this. My friends, I hope you'll never, listen to me please, I hope you'll never opt out of opportunities that move you in the direction of God's plan for your life. Life was never meant for observation. If you're going to live the life that God created you to live, if you're going to be able to look back on your life and know that you've lived it without any regrets, then refuse to watch from the sidelines. Don't let your opportunities to serve God slip through your fingers. The future of Northview is full of hope and excitement. And I believe that God has placed you here for a time such as this. Guys, I love you more than you could ever know. And I'm so looking forward to regathering together again. Hopefully it's going to be very, very soon. I can't wait to see how God is going to use you for His kingdom. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you and I praise you for your faithfulness. And I thank you, Lord, that you've called every one of us by name and that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives. And I pray, dear God, that you'd begin to direct our steps and help us to see that we're all a part of your vision for the church, that the church of Jesus Christ is not about brick and mortar. The church of Jesus Christ is all about believers faithfully following you and building the kingdom of God. And so I pray that as we move into the next months and years of Northview Church, that we would be a church that's boldly proclaiming your gospel. Thanks, God. I love you and I praise you and I just ask it all in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Have a great week.
Thanks again for joining us on this week's podcast. If you have any questions or would like to speak with a pastor, please connect with us on our website or through social media. You can also find a Northview location to visit in person by going online to northviewchurch.us and then selecting the locations page. We're so glad you joined us today, and we hope you have a great week.